Well, hello, my friends. It is your old buddy Luke Clayton. It's time for us to talk about the outdoors here on High Plains Public Radio. Deer hunting is going full blast. Them old bucks are in rut all over the place. Mr. Whitetail, my good friend Larry Wysoon is with us. Good morning to you, Larry.
Top of the morning to you, and you're right. The rut is on across pretty much North America right now. Yeah. Times are exciting.
It's our, if there is a, I like it. I like the whole year. A lot of fun stuff all the time. This is the prime time, though, if you're a deer hunter. Folks, Larry and I and Jeff Rice and Don Gresham, some friends, we joined Mr. Gresham up in North Texas for the opener of deer season. We didn't shoot anything. We saw some bunch of deer. But, Larry, see-through pop-up blinds, and this is not a commercial. We don't know. We're not even going to mention any specific names. But you hunted from one of those big see-through pop-up blinds. Those things, and I actually ordered one, a smaller model, and they're absolutely awesome, aren't they?
I am truly impressed, and you can see through them. What it is a special type of material that's been perforated with millions, it seemed like, of little holes. So you can actually see out. The cool thing about it is nothing can see in. And this blind pops up. There are several different sizes to, like, one or two people can get in one size. And the one I was in was, like, for three or four people, which gave about, oh, my gosh, it was a little over – I think right at almost seven foot tall, which I really like because when I hunt, I like to hunt all day and I can stand up in it several times. You can see all the way through 360 degrees. And I'll tell you what, I was totally, totally impressed with that blind. So looking forward to, I've got one ordered and I can't wait for mine to get here.
I know those things. I think they've been around a few years, but folks, Larry and I both really just discovered them this year. I ordered two of them, two of the smaller ones, and they're not small. I'm about 6'1" and I can stand up with boots on and all. And I think on mine, Larry, the top of my cap just barely touches the top. So, you know, you can't, but yours is, you're like 6'3" or 4", and you can stand up and move around in that thing. And that means a whole lot. You know, when you want to hunt and spend some time, I mean, I've been cramped up in some of those old pop-up blinds where you're just scrunched in there, you know. that's not good. But I did my newspaper column down here. It's a syndicated column, runs in a bunch of papers in Texas, folks. And I wrote it on blinds that I've hunted from. Me and Larry talked a lot. Hunting blind used to be two befores nailed in the fork of a tree back when we were boys, weren't it? Like, you know, nowadays, it's come a long ways, hasn't it?
It really has. One of the things I really like about this particular blind, too, it's lightweight. Mm-hmm. One person can set it up. You can move it around very quickly. And actually, if you hunted at the right place, let's say you're hunting on a green field somewhere, and they're coming in on the other end of the property, all you got to do is grab that blind, walk it inside to where you want to set it down, and you're in business again very quickly.
That's true. I'm anxious to put it to that kind of use, too. One thing I don't know about, you know, it's bound to semi-block a little wind. I know the roof is solid. It's not going to rain through the roof. Rain and wind, that's what haven't really used it in those scenarios yet. But I don't think just a straight downfall would be a big problem unless it was a torrential rain. I don't think it would really bother you. And maybe the perforations with the wind, those old type were continually blowing over. Maybe it'll let a little air through there, you know, where it won't blow over quite so easily. But, Larry, I hate to tell you, I wish we had about 5 hours here, so much we could talk about. We're about out of time. Folks, Mr. Whitetail was with us. I hope you enjoyed our little session today. Tune in next week. We're going to have some more fun talking hunting and fishing. A big thanks to all of our sponsors, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Pyramid Air, AGM Global Vision, Catfish Pro, Full Throttle Hunting, Waterfowl and Pheasant Hunting up in the Texas Panhandle, Ultramatic Feeders, the Choctaw Hunting Lodge in Southeast Oklahoma, Vineyard Max, Butcher Packer Supply, CVA Muzzle Loaders, Stealth Vision, Wind Point Park at Lake Tewakanee, and Striper Express up on beautiful Lake Texoma.